Ketchikan High School's roof has become part of a NASA research experiment that could help scientists eventually predict earthquakes. KRBD's Ruth Eddy went up on the roof to learn why.
Metal boxes with magical little wires going every which way, with like a giant antenna coming out.
That's what tribal scholar, program student Austin DeWitt Williams saw mounted on a wall on K-High's roof. In black lettering, one of the boxes reads, Global Earthquake Forecasting System. The equipment was designed by NASA and brought to Ketchikan through Trillium Learning, which brings real-time, real-world projects into schools. Trillium president Ron Fortunato joined the tribal scholar students on the roof to explain what those boxes are doing.
This is the magnetometer. You see how it's pointing towards the north. And what that does is it picks up those electrical signals from the tectonic plates. When they crush against each other, they release these electrons, and it forms that current. And that current comes up through the water. It can be measured hundreds of kilometers away even.
Other boxes are measuring gases.
Sulfur dioxide, carbon monoxide, nitrogen dioxide, ozone. All those things are pre-earthquake gases that increase when electricity comes up through the ground.
The forecasting system is one of three in the world. The other two ground stations are on top of schools in Kodiak. NASA researchers have been working on the science for years, using data from previous temblors to figure out what happens during an earthquake and if they might be able to use that information to predict them. Fortunato saw NASA working on the project and asked them what was next.
And they said, we need sensor stations that just have these pre-earthquake signal sensors on them. And we need them in very active areas. And I said, what if we could do it in Alaska? And they said, that would be the first choice, is to do it in Alaska.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, Alaska gets between 1 to 200 earthquakes a day. Most of them are small, but it makes for an ideal place to test this new system. Fortunato says NASA has no obligation to work with students, but because of Trillium Learning projects in the past, they trust him, and they trust the kids, too.
They're not interns. They're actually required and responsible for producing data, information, maintaining the platform, doing the prototype development of the platform, things that NASA employees would do.
An obligation not lost on DeWitt Williams, who is nervous about messing up.
It's kind of like when you're on the bicycle and everyone's watching you, and this is like one of your first times riding it. You get to see it as everyone seeing you, everyone watching you intently, making sure you do well. And then you almost crash. You kind of waver, you get a speed wobble, and you think, oh my gosh, everyone's going to judge me on this.
Fortunato says nerves are normal, but from his experience, kids involved in real-world projects like this learn quickly. On the first day, DeWitt Williams is still a bit unsure how to explain the project.
We're trying to, well, I guess, test the earthquake. I don't know how to put it in words.
One thing that he was clear about was that the science he'll be working on could help save lives. NASA still isn't even sure if it'll work, but they hope that the data these Ketchikan students collect can help scientists forecast earthquakes hours or possibly days in advance. In Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.